Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening, everyone. This is Ms. Fox Body. If you have something to say and you would like to be heard, please press 1 and I will open your mic. Your host tonight is Tricky Ricky. Good evening, Tricky Ricky. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this evening, Ms. Fox Body?
I am great.
That's good. That's good. All right. Well, I'd like to say hello to everyone out there in radio land. Again, this is your host, Tricky Ricky. Coming to you live from my truck today. I'm just getting off work. And today, I'm going to run down some stuff real brief since we're a little late getting on. Some upcoming stuff some people may be interested in. Tomorrow at Buzz Creek MIR, they are having a open track rental. I'm sorry. They have an open track rental that's $100 per car from 9 a.m. to 5. And their prep is left lane will be for street tire cars only. And they're having a lot of domestic, everyday vehicles. And for those that are having on slicks or drag radios or motorcycles, they will run the right lane as the two would be split, so you don't have regular radio tires on slick prep. And then Saturday and Sunday they're doing test and tune only. Cecil County Saturday is having a test and tune. They open at 8 a.m. for those that may want to go up to Cecil or up that way that may be listening. Sunday they're having a bracket race and gamblers race along with junior dragsters. They'll also be opening at 8 a.m. on Sunday. It may be a little too late now, but Saturday and Sunday at Mason-Dixon Dragway, they are having a chassis certification. Those 2 days that start at 9:30. I'm not sure if they're completely full, but that is NHIA chassis certification. For those who may be interested, you might want to go to MasonDixonDragway.com and follow the email link to find out if you can get on the list. If not, March the 23rd, Capital is having a chassis certification also that day done by Gary Hood. And at the same time, they are having a test and tune, grudge racing, no time cars, and junior dragsters as well. To get on that appointment list, you need to contact Gary Hood at 410-551-4770. And it says on CapitalRaceway.net's website that Gary Hood will be taking appointments first. So, and this is IHRA, not NHRA. not 100% sure what the big difference between the two are for our chassis certification. I tried to look that up today, but didn't find anything. But if your car needs to be certified, then you can definitely call and get on the list. This Saturday at Capitol, they're having a test and tune again. Grudge Racing, No Time, and Junior Dragsters from 12 to 8. And then Sunday, they're having a big import race for those who may be listening that like the imports or in the imports. You can go to importfaceoff.com and importfaceoff.net and check out the particulars of this big race. It's a pretty big race. It was real big last year at this time, and I'm quite sure it's going to be a real big race this year. From my understanding, Terrace Hicks and of Hurricane Racing Tours is supposed to be match racing somebody up there. Not sure what car he's match racing with, but he's supposed to be match racing someone. Tickets for that event are $17. It's $15 if you have a flyer. It's $10 for kids. It's free for kids 10 and under. And they are having a car show. It's $30 into the car show. It's $30 for test and tune. And it's $30 if you want to get in the race, you know, for a class race event. It's $30. So that's all that's going on this weekend in the news. I had an issue. Somebody called me today with an issue. I did reach out. I haven't got a response. So if Capitol Raceway, Jimmy Bradshaw, or Jamie is listening in, I had a caller call me today and asked me what is the point of paying $20 for no time, and by the time you leave the track, everybody know what he runs. So if at all possible, if they're on the line, I'd like them to address that. I don't want to say it's the track's fault, because there are quite a few people that can judge pretty well what a car run, get in the ballpark. I don't know if they were saying they knew the exact time to the T or not, but that we have some applications out here that you can find out what your car run. I don't know if that's compatible on, if you can do that with 1320 Go or not. I think Capitol had that. I'm not sure if they still have that system, but if they're here, we'll get them on and let them say what they have to say about that. That's the first that I know of, so we'll try to hit that nail in the head and then cut that out before that becomes a problem. Big George declared himself 1-0 for the year against his grandson, son, stepson, whatever you want to call him, CJ. As he said, CJ called him out, so he had to serve him up. So he bust CJ up last week. They had a little rivalry, brothers or cousins, some kind of a relative rivalry Sunday down here at Capitol, with a black Pro Charge Trans Am versus a Vega on 31 10-5 tie. He might have had 14-32s on it or something. I don't know. It's a small block car. On nitrous versus a 275 drag radio car. And the Vega one, as a drag radio car, got a little out of shape, about 200-300 feet out, and one of them a little chicken straps and some dinner also was told that Terrence had a grudge race that day for something small. I don't know the car that he beat. I've been trying to find out, but didn't get any information on that either. So with all that said, that's about it in the news around the area for right now. So we will go to the phone lines and see who we have listening. Do we have any callers in the queue, Ms. Foxbody?
Currently, yes, we have caller 202-7776. Your mic is open.
Hey, good evening, good afternoon.
Yes,
whole chap to everyone out there in Raceland. This is Big Slim, a.k.a. Bad, Mr. Worldwide Watergate City. Bad coming, little brother. I don't know, Rick, if you talked about us on the first part of the show. I do apologize for being late, but I have to take care of some other endeavors. I'm just calling about, you know what I mean, when we made a shakedown down at Kappa Raceway in, you know, in Crofton, Maryland. And what we want to know is if anybody that's affiliated on the Kappa Raceway team, you know, I mean, one of the Bradshaw brothers or whoever owners are on the line this evening. Did they say they were on the line this evening?
At this current moment, I'm not showing. Do you know the last four of their phone number?
No, I don't know the last four. But anyhow, let me just make a statement that, you know, we made a shakedown on Sunday, and before we left the track, everybody knew our no-time shakedown. And the thing that we want to put out there is that if Capital Raceway is going to have this level of integrity when it comes to no time, and then they want to chase us down for $20 for no time, that lets me know that I will let everybody, all my friends, and you know what I mean, and you know, do whatever needs to be done to say that Capital Raceway has no integrity when it comes to no time racing, and it shouldn't even be no time. If they're gonna allow their staff to put out someone's number when they race a no-time time, that's what they pay the extra money for. And it gets out to the crowd and gets out to all the people, all the spectators, then it's really unfair to the sport, and it shows no character depth in that organization. So we just want to make it known that, okay, if that's going to continue to happen, then we're going to let everybody know. We're going to post it on the Internet. We're going to campaign about Capital Raceway. It's a fraud when it comes to no time racing, because that information that was leaked out, it was to us before we left the track, and it's unacceptable. And we're not going to pay no money to come and patronize their business and bring crowds to their business when that, you know, when that happens. You know,
right.
So
can anybody hear? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Rick.
Okay, I got this new phone, man. I hit the button and the damn thing hung up, so I had to call back.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But
I
reached out to them. Like I said, I did speak on that. And if my phone is working now, I'm going to see if I can send the number to Ms. Foxbody for her to see if she can get them on the phone so they
okay.
can address that for you.
Yeah, we just want a fair playing field, man. Like Money Mayweather say, we don't care if anybody on, you know, on drugs, whatever. We just want, okay, if we come to, you know, shake down with no time, we want to respect that. We want to, you know, we don't mind paying the fare, but we want to make sure that, okay, that if they're going to tell our time, let us know everybody's time. Let's just do no time so we can all see numbers. We can all, you know, be on a fair playing field. Now that,
right.
you know, people have, you know, talked and discussed the matter, it's like, okay, you know, you got different stories out. Okay, now we're not going to race you guys now. We're not going to do X, Y, and Z. It's going to, you know, it's going to mess up, you know, us generating revenue or losing revenue or whatever. You know what I mean? We just want to keep the playing field fair. And they're going to leak that information, man. And one thing we're not going to do, we're not going to patronize. And secondly, we're going to let all the race buddies know that you cannot go down Capital Raceway and race at no time and your information will be discussed. It just, you know, it's just, you know how you say, unacceptable, man. You wouldn't want nobody doing that to you, especially when you pay the money. You know, we pay
yeah, exactly.
We paid our money like anybody else. So this is some of the things that we, you know, we just didn't like when we came down there on Sunday.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I don't blame you. That is very much unacceptable. But like I said, I don't know if it was on the track. Did the fans or whoever came to you and told you what you ran, did they know to the T, or were they just in the ballpark?
They knew to the T. They knew on the first pass that we let up off the gas. They knew the number that we ran there. And then on the second run, they knew exactly to the T, asked, okay, what we ran. They gave a 60-foot and, you know, and the whole 9 yards.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so they gave us the whole 9 yards. So we was like, wow, that's what we said. Are you kidding me? You know? And so, you know, man, come on, man. We can't, everybody's, you know, on the same playing field when it comes to putting your car together, trying to make a pass, trying to be discreet, and trying to make, you know, make somebody guess. But if all the guessing game is going to be gone out because of the level and integrity of the track that you're on, then it doesn't make sense to even, you know, go to that track and just put in no time. It just don't make sense.
Well, I do understand where you're coming from, and let me just say, as I just said, which you may not have heard me, some are good judge, but you said they knew to the T. So either somebody told them what you ran, or they had some kind of device or something that they could read that showed what you ran. Now, that I know of, at one point, last year Capital had, I mean, not last year, when Kim had the track, they had 13-20 go. I don't know if they still have that system, and if you have no time on your car, whether 13-20 go picks up that it's a no time or whether it still shows the time. But if they do have 13-20 go and you are registered with 13-20 go and you can get it on your cell phone, laptop, tablet, iPhone, whatever, every car that goes down the track, you see what they run with that software.
Right. Yeah, I'm not affiliated with 13-20. I know exactly what you're talking about. And that's one of the reasons why I wasn't affiliated with them, because I'm not interested in, you know, we grudge races. So grudge races are not going to, you know,
this problem does go on other places. It's been a problem down at Buzz Creek. And, you know, it goes on down south. It's just, you know what I mean, it's bad.
It's the nature of the beast.
Yeah, it's the nature of the beast. But, you know, if it's been leaked, then, you know, maybe Capital needs to address it. So I'm not siding with anyone. And I did.
Oh,
Ms. Foxbody is trying to reach Capital now. So I'm just putting a scenario out there that it may have been something else that someone may have had that got your information.
Well, you know, you got certain friends associated with different staff down at the at Capital Raceway. I guess that's everywhere, though. You know what I mean? But, you know, for it to be kind of like, you know, threw up in the face before we even trailed it up and left the parking lot, we was kind of like, you know, really just distasteful when it comes to Capital Raceway, because if you can get some information like that, and then, you know, people don't even have the decency to let you leave the track and tell you what you're going right then and there and things of such to the T, you know what I mean, 60 foot. I understand if you guesstimate a time, but if you, you know, dealing with 60 foot, you're dealing with 330 mark, 8 mile and things of such, you're like, okay, who has the entire track? I mean, we need to know, okay, you know, we need an inside track. You know, we need to be amongst that VIP internal group to know the same, you know, same thing, so we can know what we're playing with too. That's all.
I would say this. Look at it. It's bad, but look at it this way. You got to be doing something awful damn good that you got somebody spying on you that hard.
You know, Rick, you can put it that way. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, hey, you know, that's for certain. Yeah, he broke the ice with that, Rick. You know what I'm saying? Facts resist truth, and what you said was a mouthful. That's what Cat Figure showed.
Yeah.
So,
You got to be doing something real damn good for somebody to want to go through all that just to find out what you want. So now, those who have done that, they didn't want to fucking run y'all in the first place, whoever it was.
You know, you're absolutely right. You've been through the growing pains of that. You know firsthand. So I ain't going to preach this part, man. Keep, you know, I'm going to let you, you know, conduct your show, brother. I'm going to listen back and let it be heard, let it be known.
You know, I'm all ears for that. And like I said, I reached out. I was just informed that they didn't get an answer, but we're going to try back. If I'm not able to get them on the phone tonight, one of you guys call me tomorrow, and I try to set up a, you know, a three-way call or direct y'all to one-on-one, and then, you know, y'all can handle that one-on-one.
We can do that, Rick. Just tap, man.
Yeah, what's happening?
Ain't nothing going on. Somebody's ass is going to get whooped. That's what's going to happen, Rick. That's why I'm looking at my tie, and somebody don't want their ass whooped.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, they already got you under the fine microscope. You know, they trying to check you out, see what you're doing, how you leaving and all that kind of stuff like that. You know, it may have made it worse, you know, for me coming over there, standing around your car. You know, oh, you got something to do with that shit.
Excuse me, we have Capital on the line.
Okay.
All right, Capital. Okay, hold on a second.
Hello, Capital?
Hello. Ricky?
Hey, how you doing? Yes, sir.
Good. How you doing? Got Jimmy and Jamie here and Rick.
Okay. How you doing, guys?
We're doing great.
And you got Big Sam.
Okay.
You know. We're doing good, Captain.
I'm gonna turn the floor over. I got a fan here that was a customer Sunday that had a problem, and I'm gonna let him address his problem to you guys, and then you can address him. So go ahead, Big Sam. You got the floor.
Okay, hey man, greetings. I'm not sure what did you say your name was? I'm sorry, I want to make sure I got it right.
It's Jimmy and Jamie.
Hey, Jimmy and Jamie. Hey man, this is Big Slim. We patronized the spot on Sunday, and you know we brung our 79 Camaro down there, and the problem that we had was we purchased a no time run at the track, and basically before we left. For that evening, our time had been discussed and had been relayed to the people in the stand. And before we left, they knew the time that we had ran when we ran an old time. And so, what the issue that we're having with is, you know, what I mean, the level of integrity that Capital has with no time and being able to be brought upon our face before we left is very unprofessional and it's like distasteful. And basically, we want to make sure that the level of integrity at Capital stays what we think it should be, what we think it was before we paid that fee. Because not only when we was in the staging lane, and you know the guy chased us down for the extra $20 for the no time, and basically the time was still relayed, and we didn't tell anyone because we got a tight knit group, and we wanted to see how did someone know our time before we even left the track. You know what I mean? And if that's the case, then we got to make sure that people, our friends that come from all around, know that you can't get a fair shake when it comes to no time down at Capital Raceway. We don't want to start the year off like that. We just want to make sure we nip it in the bud and address it.
Yeah, we strive very hard at that. We don't want that at all. But you said somebody chased you down for the no time money?
Yes. When we was in line.
And what were you driving?
A 79 black Camaro.
Yeah, the black Camaro. Let me just jump in here for a minute. I think what happened there, yeah, we strive real hard to keep that secrecy, keep the time out. But I think what happened there, because one of the girls had mentioned it to me, it didn't get paid at the gate. You didn't pay at a gate for a no time, and it kind of got slipped through tech. Because, see, if the tech card doesn't go through and the girl don't have it upstairs running the computer, she doesn't know. So what happened was when they tracked you down, they had to come after you. To put a no time in the system, and I think it didn't get up to the girl to know it in time. That's why the time it came out. But what we got to let everybody know is when you come through the gate, you got to make sure it's a separate tech card. You got to make sure you get a tech card that is actually for the grudge, which is a no time. And what happened was you paid for a test and tune, and it kind of slipped through the system. And I think what Jimmy was saying, the reason that they tracked you down like that was they had to switch it in the system so it didn't come out as a posted time. And I think that's where the problem was.
Okay, well, what happened was it was something on you guys' end because when we went to the no time, So we signed a no-time car ticket, but the guy didn't collect the money, and he chased us down for the money, which is cool. I don't. That's not what I'm disputing here. What? That's what I'm supposed to say. That they didn't show the time up on the screen. They didn't show that. It never. Oh. It never came up for the audience to see on the screen. The uh-huh. audience knew. The audience knew before we left what the time was because of a staff member.
But what I was saying there, the way the system works, see, if you the car that you raced, unless the girl upstairs knows it's a no time on the tech card, they don't know at the other end to tear the ticket in half. So the person that you raced got your time.
We didn't.
So
listen,
in other words,
I overstand that, Jimmy and James. I honestly overstand that, but we was a single run.
You were a single
on both
run.
Runs. We were single runs, and nobody had the other half of the tickets. I don't understand what you're saying with that. I know what you mean with that. But we never raced anyone, and the no time never displayed. So it never was that, okay, that I understand that somebody else could have the other half of the ticket, and that do happen sometimes. But that wasn't the case on this one. So, you know what I mean?
Well, the other thing, too, it could have come out on the 1320,
I'm not affiliated.
The internet thing. Are we hooked up on that, Jim?
Yeah, I know. I'm very intuitive when it comes to 1320. Yeah, I know that about that. That's why I didn't sign up any 1320 plus. We downlocked the growth rates.
Well, what we need to let everybody know is when you come through that gate down there, to make sure that you have a tech card that is a grudge or a no time. But I know for a fact with the involvement because they got me involved that we had to go up and do some switching. And I think that it didn't get switched until after you had made that run, which, you know, did not allow your time to go out anywhere.
Okay,
Jamie, let me interject real quick. Now you just said something about the 1320 go. Now because Big Slim is not registered with 1320 go, that has nothing to do with your time being shown. Does 1320 go still show your numbers from a no time pass? If everything is done correctly and it's put in the system that it's a no time car, does 1320 go still show your information?
It shouldn't, should it? No.
This is something that we'll check on, but from the best of my knowledge, as long as it's in the system, it does not go through. The only place it comes out is the tower. And the tower would be the only one that would know.
And so, yes, and so the tower, we got to make sure that Jimmy and Cap, that not only at the tower, that the tower staff members understand the level of integrity that we must uphold to make sure that. You know what I mean? This type of information doesn't leak because, you know, I mean, I know people are going to talk and things of the such, but when somebody know you're 60 foot, when somebody know when you're letting off all the fuel, and they know both races, you know what I mean? It leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Somebody said something. Because what's happening, we strive really hard at this whole deal right here. For instance, you got people that sneak up in the tower to try to look at the screen. So we had to put blinders on the screens. We have to tint the windows in the tower. We have to cut the tickets in half at our booth and only give them to the driver. And even today, nowadays, they have handheld devices. No matter how much we hide it, it comes out on their device. So we really, and the people that were in the tower on this weekend are people that's been here 15 years or so. You know, so they're well informed of the deal, and even for the gentleman that was in the, the ticket booth was well informed as well. But we did have a lot of mess ups in the no time field. For instance, we had a gentleman pay in the burnout box for no time, handed it to the burnout guy. That doesn't do nothing for his time card saying test and tune when he paid for a no time in the burnout. We also had another gentleman that paid the bottom of the staging lanes, or the guy that loads our cars, $20. That doesn't do it neither, because when you pay him at the bottom, and now on your case, if you were kept in under a no-time card, okay, and you
that was
pay,
us.
Okay, that was you guys at the bottom of the lanes, And also there was two Corvettes that showed up also. One was no time, one wasn't, and he wanted to change his to be a no time after he runs. So it was a learning curve. But look, we're listening to what you're saying here, and of course we can't do anything now because it's done.
Right.
We can only tighten that ship up.
And that's the only thing we want.
This is not what we want, because if you look at our schedule, we offer the grudge every single week with no time. Because, and we're going to do the best that we can to protect that, because, we all understand if your time gets out there, there is no grudge. That's
right.
The bottom line there. You've got to protect
right.
that time. And we try to do as best as we can. On the same hand, there's people doing the best that they can to get that time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because now that gives them an upper hand on things, too. So, all we
can
do to you is, tell you that, well, surely we do not want that to happen in no situation. And even right now, with the overall that we, went through this weekend, getting people to pay, on the lines and the lanes and stuff like that, we got a better shot at protecting that stuff if it's done right from the jump street. Through the tech, the cards go upright, the girls know it, the numbers on the car. There's something going on there. There's some other things going on, too, that we found this weekend. We also know there's people paying for Test and Tune that's coming in and teching Test and Tune and then putting NT on their cars. So there's some other things that we have to look at, too. We caught a couple of them this weekend, just not being fair to the system.
Right.
And then when they do get announced out there, because the card goes in, they're not thinking right. When their card goes into the tower, and they see it seeing Test and Tune, but they wrote a no time on, their time's going to go on the board because, they can't do it. And while they're doing theirs, they're cheating the system, and they're cheating the rest of us for $20 and wrecking our no time grudge system with that, too. But we all need to, we want to hear these things right here because, of course, we can't fix them if we don't hear them. But we will tighten this up, without a doubt.
I appreciate that.
And it starts immediately, just so you know that. But we appreciate you bringing that to us so we can fix it or try to at least look into it to see, why that's happening. But for the no times this weekend, it was a little bit of a struggle because, like I said, I ain't never seen people, no disrespect. Even in your case, your ticket had no time on it. But there was a few being bought out there, and that kind of scrambled it, So we could be convicted of that a couple times this weekend for the fact of, somebody that bought a Test and Tune came through and wrote time on her car, or bought a Test and Tune, checked in, went up, dragged their car, and then decided to buy a no time, but their time was already known, So we got to look at this whole situation and make sure that we cap this thing and it doesn't happen that way anymore. In other words, if you come through and you get up in the lane like that, you're not going to be able to buy a no time from that point. You're going to have to go back through tech and everything again. That right there ensures that the situation straightened out, But we'll fix
right.
it for you, but that's what we can guarantee you that much. We will fix that.
Yeah, we sure appreciate it. And what you were saying, it was ironic because we could hear him talking on the speaker. I was sitting in the car. We could hear him talking on the speaker. Make sure you get $20 from him. He didn't pay for no time. He's talking about me. I didn't pay for no time. And so once I went in my pocket to get him $20 out of my pocket, we raced about maybe 2.5 minutes later. And before I got back to the trailer, they knew my time. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like they didn't know that it was a no-time car because they didn't take 2 minutes for me to go make the pass after I gave them $20.
So you saying after you paid, the time was announced?
It wasn't announced, but the people knew. I'm saying like the grudge. I'm a grudge racer. Yeah, they came right to my time. It's like that was a such and such pass, just that and the third. I was like, God damn, I just paid $20. Now how do they know that? You know what I'm saying? And then it was found out later that they knew the first time.
The only way they could have slipped that through that way to make it that way, if it wasn't announced and it wasn't showed on the board, is if someone was standing in the tower, because you can go up there, open the door, and stand there until somebody comes and gets you, and looking at the monitors, or if someone was standing over at the ET booth, okay, they're not supposed to hand that ticket. Was that ticket handed directly to you?
Yeah, it was handed directly to me. I pulled up on my car, they handed me the ticket, and I went over to my trailer. And when I got to my trailer, it wasn't two tickets.
The only way they could grab that from that deal is if somebody was standing in the tower, because there is no other way to get that time.
Okay.
It's either going to be the ET slip up and it was handed to you and you were the only person run, so that doesn't happen. The only other way is somebody was standing in the tower watching you make your run to try to peek at that monitor real quick.
Okay.
For it to happen so fast, you know. But we try to cover them. We got things taped onto the monitors to where when a note time comes up, we usually flop these over top of these monitors so no one can see these monitors. I mean, it's a job to try to keep this, because if somebody can get your time, that also gives them the advantage.
Exactly. That's what we don't want. We don't want the advantage. We're not scared to race at all. We're going to race. We're going to race, but we don't want to go like jumping right straight to the five. We know we can't beat. They know they're going to beat. That's the part we don't want. That's the only part we don't want. Let everybody guess.
We're doing everything we can for it, you know, so that can't. Because otherwise, there's no sense in us even trying to, you know, work with the grudge. We might as well just take it off our schedule if we're not going to
contain
that in a better way.
Exactly. We thank you.
This is Rick on the starting line. I just have a quick question. Did you get both tickets or just one single ticket? And was it torn in half?
Here's a single pad.
I know.
Yep. My ticket was single pad. I got both my tickets now. My ticket wasn't torn in half. It was just one single ticket. Both of them were single tickets. I made two single passes.
Okay. It wasn't a double copy?
No, it wasn't a double copy.
Oh, yeah.
The second one was a double copy, but the first one I got was like a one side of a ticket. They're saying it didn't have anything on it but my time because I was the only side I ran. But the second ticket I got was a double copy that I can rip in half from like top to bottom. You know what I mean?
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The reason why I'm asking that is because I know the printer is set up to print out two tickets automatically. Whether it's a single or a double, the machine always prints out two. If it's a single, you have two copies of your ticket in one sheet.
One of them is top to bottom, right? Like two top to bottom. But the first one I got was just.
What he's saying is when you made your pass, because you was by yourself, you should have had two time slips with the same thing on it. If you only got one, that means somebody got one of your slips.
Right.
When you made your
on the
second
first pass,
you got two slips.
Exactly.
There we go. So somebody swiped your ticket at the ticket booth.
Okay. Yeah, that's what happened there.
Well, we're going to look into that, and we're going to let them be aware so this doesn't happen again. But we just need to know what happened, how, and make sure that we prevent it from happening the next time. That's all we can do is get better.
Yep. Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Ain't no problem, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. And what's your name again for the owner? What's your name?
It's Jimmy and Jamie, but if there's any kind of problems, just ask for Jamie. Now, I'm just teasing you.
Hey, Jimmy. I just got a. If I get me like five good races under my belt, the crowd. It's called Capital to Raceway. I want to put Hikes under Capital, okay? Because that's like my home track. I've been there all my life. I know I got about probably $100,000 tied in your track.
Well, we need another 100
because
we just put a lot in it.
Yeah, we won't give you another 100. We won't bring the people. We just want to make it personal. We want to make our track personal. That belongs to us, man. Them guys who race.
We want to keep those no time secrets so you can win some of that money back.
Yeah, we want to win the money. We want to keep our track. Our track is our own track. Somebody can take my name away from it, but Capital is my own track, man. We've been in there all of my life. So these guys are right here racing.
I love it right now. We're trying to make it a lot nicer, you know,
I love it.
A lot cleaner, trying to bring it back around, you know?
I love it. Just I know you guys are having problems with the fuel systems right now, like pumping fuel in the cars. But other than that, the track is nice. The track turning out nice. It's better than it's ever been.
We just purchased brand new pumps for that stuff, so you know we got
a little bit higher octane.
We want it the right way.
And we need a little higher octane.
We want it the right way. We're gonna, you know, we purchase new pumps like that, so we can do this stuff the right way, you know.
Yes, sir. Hey, gentlemen, we need a little bit of higher octane too. Y'all got 112. We need 116.
You want the red NOS stuff then? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like most people are starting around 116 now. We need at least 116.
Well, right now we're carrying the 110 and the 112.
I used that the weekend. I was forced to use that the weekend, but I recommended to use 116. So I want to know if you guys were going to get 116.
We'll check that out and see. Yeah. We'll check with our fuel guys, see if we can get the red. I know the VP has the 116, and NOS has the Sunoco has a red, which I'll find out what the octane. Maybe we can get some of that for you.
Okay. We so appreciate it, man.
Next step up. Okay.
All right. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right, Rick. I'm on standby, Rick. I'm listening. I'm on standby.
All right, I got to get Mustang Mike on here for you.
Okay. All right, I'm listening.
All right. Jamie, Jimmy, and Rick, do you guys have any information that you need to get out there that's going on? I mentioned the big import race Sunday and the Test and Tune and No Time and Virginia Dragster stuff that's going on Saturday. We do have a couple callers in the queue, but I want to find out if you have anything to get out there first.
Well, we're hoping it passes us by here, but we are looking at some rain and some colder stuff for Saturday and even worse stuff on Sunday from what we're getting right now. But we're going to keep on going with it. As a matter of fact, Rick and a couple of the guys work here was getting that thing up there ready tonight, doing some scraping and cleaning and all that. So we're going to keep going at it like it be a beautiful day this weekend and to see where it goes from there. Hopefully we get past it. If we don't, then, you know, we'll be throwing some stuff on the hotline here for some information. And, you know, we'll hit the Facebook and we'll hit the website and try to give everybody as early as notice as possible if it's something that changes other than we got. And we're waiting for Cliff, the guy that's handling the import show on Saturday, for a little more information for him. But we'll know more about that Friday night or Saturday morning. So hopefully none of that affects us and we have another good weekend. But Mother Nature's playing into this one a little bit.
I got you.
And then next weekend we're having that chassis cert here also from Gary Hood for anybody that's interested. We got him on the website now. You can give him a call and get on the appointment deal. Or if you show up here, he says he will get you done. You just have to wait until after ones that have the appointment will be first.
What I did not know is there a major difference or any difference between a IHRA we just use A50 certification versus a NHRA A50 certification? Or do you know?
That's a technical question. We could probably get the answer for you, but I think they both carry over the same from what I know. But so you want to know if there's a difference in what, Rick?
Is IHRA and NHRA the tech certification the same? If you got two cars and both of them getting a A50 certification, is there any difference between the two of NHI or IHI?
Yes, there is a difference.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's what I was trying to find out for some.
The NHRA is a little bit more strict. I do know the NHRA carries over to the IHRA, but I think there's some different
different rules, regulations for the NHRA. But I'm sure Gary can go over that with anybody that has any questions on the certification day.
We've let
the tech man, Johnny Vogel, he's read the books up and down, and he's tech certified for NHRA and IHRA, both sides of it. So anything like that, when it comes to us, so we get it right the first go around, we usually have people just, scream at him or something when they get in here, or we'll find out from him. But, he's on both sides of that thing and certified for both sides of it.
Y'all got pocket change up in the tower now?
I'm sorry?
You got pocket change with y'all right now?
Oh, pocket change? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he's listening in or not.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard him talking in the background.
You heard his voicemail. We tried to dial him up, but we'll see if we can get him on the line there. And he'll be able to answer those questions. We're going to try to get him on the air.
Okay, but while you're trying to do that, I'm going to get these couple callers that's waiting in the queue, okay?
Okay.
All right. Tim.
Is this pocket change?
What's going on?
What's up, Rick? I'm kind of checking in with your brother. How you doing?
Hey,
I'm doing all right to make a little bit of headway with these race cars over here.
That's a chance question.
I'm at work, man. I'm on this road in Tennessee. I'm on my way back.
You're asking about IHRA, NHRA.
Oh, hold on.
We let Vogel handle all that stuff. He's both sides of it.
There you go. What do you say, Kevin?
I'm at work. I'm on this road on my way back home in Tennessee. On my way back to Detroit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Tennessee, huh?
Yeah. You enjoy your picture of that car today?
Yeah. Hey, man, you must be having some real good fun out on the road, man.
Hey,
what you said to me was a nice highlight in the barbershop today, man. That was a nice highlight, man. They really like that.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's a pretty nice car.
Yeah, they ain't never seen one like that.
That car
looks
pretty good, too.
Huh?
The old car run pretty good too. Won't let you down.
Yeah. It looked like it run. I tell you that. So, guys, ain't never seen one like that. They appreciated that one. I got your buddy on the line too, Martha. What's going on, sir?
What's going on, brothers? How y'all doing?
What's happening? What's happening, brother?
What's going on with you, big boy?
I ain't sure what's going on there. Trying to make those dollars.
Hey, man, mail us a couple. We need a couple for May 4th. We got to pay the guys on Capital Raceway. We need some. Come on.
All right. Well, we think we get a truckload over there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, now, Miles, before I let you unwind and get started, Miss Fox, did you see any of those New York numbers on the phone today?
What is the New York area code, please?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, go ahead and open that New York area code, and we're going to let Mark chop him up. What did you say, Mark?
631, Ms. Foxbody.
Yes, I have one caller, 631-5916. Your mic is open.
Who are you looking for from New York?
Who's this one?
This is Big O. Disturbing the peace.
What's going on, Big Earl?
Ain't nothing much. I hear someone looking for somebody from New York. I'm trying to figure out who you're looking for.
Well, we had Pee Wee on one week. Then I had Long Island Joe on one week. And both of them just talking a whole bunch of. And they're supposed to be on this week to gang up on us. Maryland, Virginia, D.C. guys. So, I was checking the line just to see how quiet it was, but it ain't for one of y'all on the line, so.
Joe should be on the line because he just gave me this number. I'm just now getting on, so he's probably on there somewhere.
Oh, okay. He should be called in the cavalry. Okay.
You know how they do, Rick. They got a tag team here in New York. Look at the mayor. He want people to quit drinking sodas up there.
We don't deal with the mayor. We got a hit. We got a flash on the mayor head right now. Fuck the mayor. He won his hands and everything, man.
Yeah. How you been, man?
We all right. Chilling. Just waiting for this next event coming up.
Down what you waiting on?
Huh?
What? Oh, you going to Fairville?
Yeah, we're going to Fairville. Then we're going to come back to Capitol. We do, you know, we everywhere.
Good.
So, Big Earl, do you have a vehicle, Big Earl?
Yeah, I drive Black and Mild.
Okay, could you tell me what kind of car that is and how it sits?
How it sits, stock suspension. Big block,
okay.
28s on it.
What kind of vehicle?
Small big, 498.
Now, what kind of car?
It's a Malibu, 81 Malibu.
Oh, okay.
This Otis.
Nah. Who?
This Otis or Earl?
This Otis.
Hey, what's up, Otis? How you doing?
I'm all right. Yourself?
Oh,
I'm
well,
good.
I thought you said Big Earl.
Nah, Big O.
Big O.
Hey, Big O.
He drove, hey, Rick, he had the Malibu with the stripes on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to paint the stripes for you.
Paint it what? The same color?
We're going to take them off. You won't be able to see us. I told Joe, I'm waiting on y'all to cross that bridge. You hear me?
Oh, good. I ain't never been scared of no talk.
Hey, Rick, goddamn, every day Joe called me and he jump on me with another call. I'm like, goddamn, every day he called me, Rick. How many people he got in New York? God, I mean, every day. He called me today about some daggone, what the hell did he tell me? A Mustang. I said, goddamn, Joe, everybody in New York got a Mustang or Malibu, don't they?
Pretty much Mustangs, Malibus, Camaros. That's pretty much what we got.
Hey, and today is birthday, Otis. Now, how the hell you pull that off that it comes on the day of the show?
I had seen him earlier. Wished him a happy birthday. Seen him in a grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely going to roll something up beside you when you go in the water box, so we waiting on you, all right?
Gotta be careful because I don't know which one we're gonna come out with this year. It might be Black and Mild, might be Black and Mild Wine. I don't know. All the
people
that I want like that day. I might want to get a little drunk.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, where's June at?
June? I think June might be at the gym. I'm on my way home now, so I don't know where nobody at.
Yeah. Did you get the videos I sent you from the race last year?
Oh yeah. Thanks a lot, man. You got them.
I got you again, so that way you can see yourself lose this year, all right?
I guess your future is messed up because I ain't taking no losses.
Hey, I told my Allen Joe, every one of y'all that lose, he got to bow down to me right out in front of the crowd, in front of the damn tower.
Yeah, out at the 60-foot mark.
Well. He ain't got to worry about that. He ain't going to do no bowing. We ain't taking no hells. Only way we lose is something break.
Look, but hey, they're going to think it's a bobble doll out there as much as Joe's going to be bouncing around. You hear me?
you said you got a stop suspension Malibu, big block nitrous on 28. That's what you said?
Yep. True stock suspension. Ain't no stock location. True stock suspension.
Oh, man. You're going to send you home.
That's why I've been hearing that for like since we brung that car out and never got home yet.
You ain't bring it out down here.
Bring it where? Bring it where? We've been everywhere. We've been down south, up here.
It ain't been here.
Don't say we didn't bring it out. We even before we got there, we let y'all know it was coming. You ran underneath that rock.
Me? I don't have a call 28, but with you on 28 stocks,
but you're sitting up, I can accommodate you on anything.
Uh-oh. Well, I mean, that's all fine and good. I don't really go off of that you can accommodate me kind of stuff. But if it ain't something that you already got, then I don't want to hear the this and that and that.
You sit.
I deal with what I have, and that's who I like to deal with. People with what they got.
Is this a drag racing show, not running in circles? What you sitting on?
3310 5.
What kind of car? Because I might bring something that you. We can't race. What kind of car?
A Malibu and a Camaro.
All right. How big? Just like you asked, how big we was coming? How big?
How big? What? The tire? 3310 5.
A big block?
Yeah, it's a big block.
About 2 or 3 stages, right?
And now you're asking me questions. I got a big block on 3310 5.
Okay. Now, if I come down there, we're sitting the same way you sitting. We got a race?
I have to see the car.
All right. How you going to send me home, and then when I talk about racing, you get quiet?
I wasn't talking about racing you. I'm just saying we're going to have something for you to race that's going to send you home. Because you come down here with a car and I choose to run whatever car you talk about, I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, well, I'm going to run this car. Shit, I know you can bring a chassis car down here. I don't have a chassis car.
All right. That's why I asked you what you got.
I got a Camaro and a Malibu.
Ladderball?
Yes. I got poor man stuff.
Oh man, you talking to the poorest man in racing?
I'm a city guy, man. We don't know how, you know what I'm saying, make all this stuff work like country boys.
hey Rick, watch him now. He came to Long Island Joe. Watch him.
I am trying to get strategic with his words and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I am.
Nah, we're just trying to figure out what's going on. I'm the fast. I try to make racing fair as possible. I wouldn't jump on a stock suspension car with a chassis car. Nah, if we do that, I know you have to get something. If I come with a stock suspension car versus a back half car, I'm looking to get something, right or wrong. But fair is fair.
That's the words of wisdom. But you know, nowadays you can't really go off that neither. Stop
sprinting
cars, 1, 2.
But look, I'm old school racing. I know what cars need what and what don't need nothing. You ain't going to stick no chassis car and I'm coming with a back half car, but you could try.
You can try.
See, goddamn, you can tell he's Tim and Joe trying to sell us fried ice cream.
I hear.
That's some good stuff. Fried ice cream.
Hey, where is he? Where is your partner in crime? He talks shit to me all week. Every day this week, 3 times a day, he texting me pictures of cars or names. I got a fly full of New Yorkers. I can't wait till he crossed that bridge. You hear me?
You know, I'm going to try to get Joe in the next couple of minutes as soon as I stop. I'm going to try to get him on the phone and tell him to call up here.
Yeah.
They leaving me stranded. They double teamed me on the phone and ain't nobody checking yet.
That's how y'all roll, dog. That's what we trying to tell y'all. That's what I'm saying. One week, it was Long Island Joe by himself, like talking big smack for everybody. They ganged up on him. He couldn't get no reinforcement. The next week, Pee Wee called, try to talk smack. Only person he could get was Peanut, and Peanut was in his pocket when he called, so that's the only reason why Peanut got on the phone. Now, Long Island Joe gave you the number today, said, well, hey, you called in the show, I'll be on in a little bit. Then you get on the show, and you by yourself, and they ain't even called in.
Hey, I don't know. They know I can handle myself pretty good.
Be careful. Be careful, Rick.
Well,
Them New Yorkers, they set you up, man. You got to be careful, Rick. We got to be careful. We got to have, for every one, we got to have three. You hear me?
Yeah. Hey, Big O, let me ask you this. You know that the guy that had the blue Nova, he was on some videos. He's riding around in downtown New York or somewhere, like in the city part of New York.
Fat Rat.
Is he still around racing?
Yeah, he's still racing. He still got that Nova.
For real? Nah,
yeah.
I saw that car in the video, man. That dude had a bad ride.
Yeah, he's pretty decent. Pretty decent. Well,
yeah.
I can make some calls if somebody want to see him or something.
No, I just was asking whether the guy was, still around the race. I mean, that's been some years ago.
Yeah, they got they out a little further up west from us.
Oh, okay.
They got a few cars. They got a Mustang too.
Okay.
They got a few cars.
Well, look here, until you can get some reinforcement, I got my man Pocket Chains on the phone, and he can he's going to try to break down this chassis certification stuff for us dummies that may need some help in trying to understand what's the difference and what matters with and all that kind of stuff like that. So, Pocket Chains.
Ricky, what's going on, buddy?
I can't call it, sir. Just trying to have a nice Thursday night on the radio. How about yourself?
I hear you. I'm just trying to get cleaned up myself.
All right. Well, this was the question I was asking. Just keeping it simple. If you have two cars and one getting a IHRA 850 certification and one getting a NHRA 850 certification, what's the difference between the two?
Hey.
Yeah, I think he's on right now.
To be honest with you, between the NHRA and the IHRA chassis certs, Gary Hood would have to answer that question. I, myself, look at a chassis sticker to find out what the car is certified to as far as ET. Car that runs 9.0 or faster has to have a chassis cert sticker on it. So 9.99 or faster has to have a roll cage. 10.0 to 11.49 has to have a roll bar. And when you go 9.0 or faster, it has to have a chassis cert. Gary Hood, your IHRA chassis inspector, he's the one that puts the number on the bar to tell basically the tech inspector of how fast that car can go, what bars are in it, and so on and so forth. NHRA does basically supersede IHRA. It's a national certification, which is accepted basically at any of your sanctioned tracks unless it's a IHRA final event, basically like your bracket finals, and you do have to have all your IHRA license, chassis cert, so on and so forth.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you giving us what little bit of information that you have on that deal. I don't think it's going to matter too much as long as you have some kind of chassis certification on the vehicle. We in the North are not like the South where you don't have to have a chassis cert or it's not a big deal whether your car is certified or not. So we have to deal with that. We have to abide by that rule.
Right. I mean, from down south, they have a lot of outlaw tracks, which basically they go over the main essential safety requirements down there. I don't think they get into a lot of chassis search and stuff. If people watch Pastime on TV, I've seen motorcycles go down the track in outlaw tracks in shorts and drivers having flip-flops. I mean, as far as our insurance regulations go, at the New Capital Raceway, you do have to abide by certain guidelines there, so the insurance will cover you as the driver and us as the racetrack. So, you know, for $60 a year is a cheap deal. You don't have to take and get a physical for an IHRA license. Unlike an NHRA, you got to get a physical. $30 for a number, $20 for registration membership to IHRA. So basically you're looking at
you know, $50, you'll be licensed, and it carries a life insurance policy on you also if something, you know, fatally happens to you going down the track.
Okay, there you have a little more info for those who don't know anything about the license requirements and safety parts of racetrack rules.
I have all the paperwork in tech at Capital.
Well, I would say some have to, I ain't gonna say some, but people have to ask in order to know. And most times people don't ask questions.
Well, that's true, you know, and we try to be open down there at the racetrack and help everybody out with any type of question that they have. If I don't have the answer, you know, I can look it up in the book, and if the book can't give me the answer, I do have phone numbers that I can call IHRA direct. I mean, I'm certified in NHRA and IHRA, so I kind of know both sides of the ladder, but I don't deem to know everything. Just try to steer people in the right direction.
Understood. Well, I appreciate you taking your time to give us that tidbit of information. And hopefully for those who didn't know, they know now, or now can stop the text when they're there and ask you. So get further educated on what needs to be done to their vehicle.
10-4, not a problem. We will definitely help them out and get them in the right direction and make sure everybody's safe. And you know, we don't like to turn anybody away. So if somebody shows up and they don't have all the requirements, we do try to help everybody out and to get them to race that day.
Yes, they do. I can attest to that. Y'all surely do. Surely do. So I appreciate you again taking your time out to give us that information. I need to get, God darn it, what's his name? God, I can't think of this man's name. What's the guy to be with Welfare, really?
You talking about Shake and Bake?
Yeah, there we go, Shake and Bake. I couldn't think of that. No, not Shake and Bake. Hollywood. I need to hear from Hollywood. I ain't heard from Hollywood in a while.
I'm sure he's out there listening.
Well, Hollywood or Shake and Bake, if you guys listen, I'd like to hear from you, so press the one button if you listen. Miss Fox Body, you can go ahead and open Mr. Running Bear's mic.
Running Bear, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing out there?
What's up, Running Bear?
All right.
What's
hey,
up,
Rick, my man on the phone is giving the information as far as the certification and stuff.
Uh-huh.
My car is IHRA certified to 850, but I'm trying to get my NHRA license at Virginia Motorsport Park. I made two passes last weekend. Now, when it comes to something like they had up in New Jersey last year, that big race they have every year. What they call it?
The Shakedown.
Yeah, the Shakedown. And if I were to go to that, would I have to have NHRA certification on my car?
Yeah.
As long as you certify, you can race up here.
Okay.
Up north. As long as you certify, you can race what event, however. It's only a safety measure. I think everybody should have a certification, even if you're only going 850. Not
right.
If it not knows. It's only a safety measure, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my question is, if I went to an IHRA event or an NHRA event, will my certification be okay?
Yeah. So what he was saying was that as long as it wasn't say if your car was NHRA chassis certified, as long as it wasn't an IHRA bracket final, then yeah, you fine. But if it was an IHRA bracket final, then you have to have an IHRA chassis certification.
And the same thing with NHRA.
Yeah, Pocket Sands, you might have to answer that
one. Ricky, at Capital Raceway, when it used to be NHRA years ago, before the new management took over, you had to have an NHRA chassis cert on your car before you could go down the track to be licensed NHRA. Now, if you run the President's Cup or the IHRA Bracket Finals, you have to have an IHRA chassis cert because that's considered a national or a international event.
They were just asking about
it. Yeah, so his question is saying he has an NHRA chassis cert, but he has an He got an IHRA chassis cert, but he's wanting to get an NHRA driver's license. So if he went somewhere to race, would his IHRA chassis cert be a problem at an NHRA event?
When we were NHRA, you had to be NHRA chassis certified.
Yeah.
Now, at the shootout up, I think he's talking about Englishtown when they do that shootout up there. I don't know if they allow IHRA along with NHRA on that. I mean, I agree with what somebody said on here. I mean, a chassis cert's a chassis cert, but, you know, they get critical on different events, especially, you know, the big events.
It's all about the dollar bill.
You got it. NHRA's taking them all.
Now, look, ADIL's got a certification now. So you got three different certs on a ProMod car. So, yes, they are separate running there. You have to have an NHRA, and you got to have an NHRA license to run on their track. You got to have an IHRA, which some tracks are lenient with it, but the most of them, they want both licenses. But if you get the NHRA, you just mail in for your IHRA stuff. You don't have to do no runs or nothing.
Exactly.
Except if you got advanced ET. Now, if you're going anywhere in the sixes, you got to run and take their physical for both and make the run.
Right.
Yeah, because I still got my advanced ET license.
Yeah, see, I was just wondering because last year my other car had a NHRA stick on it, okay, and the latter part of last year, my Camaro had a IHRA stick on it, okay, but the track down here is NHRA, and I'm trying to get my NHRA license, but if I wanted to go to a NHRA national event, I was just wondering if I had to have a certification for NHRA, you know.
Yeah,
and your NHRA home track will probably request you to have an NHRA chassis cert also.
Yeah, but they ain't gonna give me no damn money for the money I paid for a chassis cert for last year. They don't last for 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Well, an NHRA is good for 3 years, and the NHRA, depending on which one you have, is usually 2 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I told you it's a racket. They get rich off of them.
You got that right. NHRA is trying to take everybody's money. That's why a lot of your tracks are going IHRA.
And I got the phone number. I'll give it to you guys next week for Mr. Wiggins, who does the NHRA search here in Maryland. I got his number.
But you also got to remember, on an IHRA license, the only time you have to take a physical is if you're top sportsman or funny car.
Yep.
All other licenses not require a physical.
Yeah, because the NHRA is requiring that I got to take a physical, too.
Exactly, and if you're over the age of 55, you have to have an EKG reading with it also.
Well, hell, I'm a 12.
Yeah, shit, 12 behind. I'm an assault.
Hell, I'm going to tell him anyway.
12 times what?
Hey, running back, now we all the Virginia guys at the day.
I don't know, man. They might be sitting around with the one-button not pushed. I don't know. They might be on the line. Some of them might be on the line. I ain't seen nobody.
Man,
I talked to a few guys.
Yeah, it's getting scarce around here, man. Now for y'all that don't know, you know, I got drawn on yesterday by Mr. J.C. Richardson again because somebody didn't call him and gave him some false information that I said this and said that. Let me say now for everybody on the phone, everybody listen. If somebody say something about you and somebody's coming to tell you what so-and-so said, please be mad enough to not listen to the bullshit that somebody's telling you and call the person directly. Please, this eliminates a whole lot of extra bullshit and racism. So JC got a message saying that I said he was running from me and he was scared and da-da-da-da-da. Now, granted, I addressed him correctly on the GRF conference call yesterday, which I think after I addressed JC, I shut it down because he had much more to say after that than AJ and fuck, Roger even got disappearing on the call conference call yesterday. And AJ kept asking, hello, is anybody out there? Anybody else got anything to say? Nobody would say nothing. But I told him, man, you know, I'm going to get with you. He wanted to race on the 26th down at Bush Creek. I told him I can't do it because I got other races already locked in. I said, but, you know, just wait.
Yes,
you know, wear that air for a minute, man. Take them panties off and wear the air for a minute. Yeah, I'm going to get to you.
Hey, Ricky.
Yes, uh-huh.
You know, when y'all had y'all little conversation yesterday, you know, AJ was asking if anybody else had anything to say. But see, AJ wanted, see, AJ don't like to stay on the line. It had nothing to do with you and JC.
Oh, okay.
The line really had been quiet, basically the whole time we was on that, you know. And JC was, you know, say he had heard something. He wanted to find out what the deal was. So they made a phone call to you. And I didn't comment on it yesterday, and I ain't going to comment on it today, you know. But,
Hey, Running Bear.
Yeah.
Running Bear, who are you riding with? That's all I want to know.
Who are
you
riding
with? Who are you riding with? Huh?
If you be quiet, I'm going to tell you who I'm riding with. Rick, know this. I got to go with JC. Look at it this way. I'm murdering the family, so I got to go with JC.
Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't expecting to turn coat. You know what I'm saying? That's homie. That's his homeboy. That's down the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
but you
still
know.
Wise ass.
Yeah, well, you know, that's racist. Like,
you see I'm on now?
Yeah, go ahead, Pat.
I just want to say hello to Monster. I want to say hello to Monster. I don't know why I can't get in, man. I'm having so many, Rick, I'm having so many problems on my phone. What's up, Monster?
What's up, Harvey? How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, big brother. You know, I got to give you a big shout-out, give you much love. What's up with you?
Same to you. Hey, I got to meet up with you. I got some flyers for you for the race up Capitol when we're going to swap around them New York cars and them Virginia cars on May 4th.
Oh, that ain't a problem.
Yeah, then on the 26th of May, we definitely going to headlock a few up and down in Maryland.
Ain't no problem, Marcy. All you need to call the time and the place, big brother, and I'll meet you there.
Ain't no problem. Hey, Running Bear, while I got you, I'm riding with Rick again, just so you know, all right?
Hey, ain't no problem with that. Ain't no problem with that. Do what you got to do. Do what you feel. That way I see it. That's why they call it grudge race.
Hey, Monster, all I know is somebody's ass will get whooped, Monster.
Yes, sir.
Somebody's ass will get whooped.
Yes, somebody's ass will get whooped.
Hey, Bobby, you throw Bradshaw on them, you got $100,000 invested in capital up there, right?
Yeah, I got $100,000. At least that, Monster. You know, we've been up there for about 25 years.
Yeah,
I got five kids. I'm not going to pay for all of them. I got like at least $100,000 invested, at least that. Hey, Monster, man, I'm I'm talking about goddamn.
$100 a week.
I'm trying to tell you, man. Shit, I got a lot of money up there, man. I need some loyalty going on.
That's the light bill of that
motorcycle
every week.
I'm trying to tell you, man. I got some investments up there, man. I know somebody that asked when they come down here. Hey, Monster, the Lord don't call me home. Somebody got ass for coming, man. I'm so sick of these race talk guys that don't race, man. It makes me sick to my stomach, man.
You haven't seen the new fly, have you?
No, I ain't seen the new fly.
We took care of you boys, all right?
Hey, listen, Monster, I looked at a movie the other day. I heard some guys say, if you ain't the one doing it, then it's going to get dunked to your ass. He don't know how to talk. He said, dunked to you. I'm going to do it to one of them niggas' asses.
we can't say the N-word. We got to call them double G's or something else, all right?
Oh, my bad. I'm going to do it to one of them guys then.
Yeah.
Hey, Mustang Mike, that's on your list, Pat.
Man, Mustang Mike ain't on my list, man. I felt so bad for a while ago when the guy was saying about getting a physical. If you're on 55, his ass ain't gonna make it.
hey, tapping everybody that's on the phone, and I, as Pro Stock Joe said, and I'm gonna use this word, I would be remiss if I didn't ask the question. Are you guys going to the first annual Metro Area Awards banquet Saturday night?
I already bought my tickets. I'm supporting the one with another. I already bought my tickets. Now, whether I go, the horse of another shade. I plan on going, Rick. I plan on being there. I don't know, but I already bought my tickets.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't had much support from any of the three guys that's doing the event. I know everybody's busy and all, but you know, I try to get them on so they can talk about the event and say what they got to say and what's going on or what they're doing. But I ain't had no luck, so just trying to do my part and put the information out there about the event.
Go ahead, Marcia.
Hey, Rick, I want to say something on behalf of you. And I just want to say thank you, man, because you take the time to help promote our area, and that means a lot to all of us, you know, especially to watch you come into the position that you're in. And you and I have had some extensive talks about it. It's tough times doing the things you do, but it makes a difference for what we're able to do in the area, you know?
Well,
hey, no doubt.
Yeah, because when Redderbeck come back, we're going to tighten his ass up, too. You hear me?
Somebody's ass will get whooped. I'm telling you, Rick, my ass will get whooped. Hey, Rick.
That's the same thing the New York guy said. Somebody's ass will get whooped. It's going to be your ass getting whooped.
Hey, Rick.
Huh?
Did I hear you earlier and you said that Big George is one to the good for the year?
Yeah, let me say this on that. I told Big George personally that he cannot consider that a victory because he called the boy his son. He said he don't care who the hell it was. He called him out, and he challenged him, so he had to go to his ass. He won, but goddamn it, he won it all. That's what Big Joe said.
He can't sleep with anybody else, so he just beat up on people in his family.
No, it was. Y'all listen. Y'all listen. Hey, Rick, listen, Rick. The truth came out. The truth came out Saturday. It wasn't none of his kinfolk. It was one of his stepchildren. That's why he beat his ass so bad.
Who was it, Poppy?
He beat up CJ, man. He beat the living shit out of CJ. It was supposed to be his grandson, his little niece, or something like that. I don't know, man, but he had his way with the little fella.
that's what I was told, but I told him, I said, George, you can't consider that no victory, man. He said, why not? He challenged me.
Shit, George from D.C., ain't no laws in D.C., you hear me?
Hell, nah, history shows, Rick. People treat the hell out. They mistreat their stepkids like shit. CJ was a stepchild, man.
Goddamn, George, I tell you.
Yes, sir. Just call it out on Tuesday.
Hey, as a matter of fact, guys, let's take a moment of silence. George lost his mama, man. Everybody take a moment of silence for his mom, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
Yes, sir. Big up and big respect, man. That's big respect right there, boy.
Hey, Mom.
Huh?
Did I hear right that you got married?
Oh, that's last year, dude. They put it on. We changed the profile on Facebook, and they've been wearing me out, man. Goddamn, run a bed. I got to get some gifts from all of y'all now. Hell yeah, I got married. All y'all give me some damn Christmas gifts.
We're going to give you a gift when we come up there. Somebody's going to take our ass with it.
I saw Marsha early Wednesday, right? So then when I get on the show, I'm like, damn, I just saw him early. He didn't say nothing about it. What's up with that?
Yeah,
he
wanted
to know.
I had to change my Facebook page because everybody kept saying, you need to fix that. I was like, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Rick.
Huh?
You gotta be mindful what you're sitting this phone at. I'm not trying to get Monster's ass whooped. You know, this new old man, like, listen, man, I'm not trying to get Monster's ass whooped, dude. Don't say that, man.
Hey, Pappy,
yes,
I'm down my contract now, so man.
Hey, look, that's why he was linking on the phone, because he doing like the rest of us old married guys. He got that honeydew list to do. Yes, sir. Rick, man, I put him on blast. Rick, he's just a taste younger than us. You got to learn that, Rick. Don't say no shit like that. Now you get a man in trouble.
Well, look, as long as Monster keeps talking to them New York guys here, like, I'll slip his way out of it. He be all
right. Oh, yeah. Hey, that dag on Long Island Joe never did come back on the phone, did he, Rick?
That was Big Hoodie, but Miss Frostbody, we ain't get Long Island Joe on yet, nothing? No 631 numbers?
I'm going to call him right now. I'm going to call you guys right back.
All right.
All that shit he talked last week, I'm surprised he didn't come back this week. Boy, he talked for a long time last week.
Hold on, did you see how he jumped on me though, Pat?
What'd you say, Miss
Foxbody?
I said, no, we do not have him on
the line. What's the date, Bert? He's probably out to dinner. I think he's out to dinner. Because he called me earlier, and he said he had a couple people calling in, and he sent me a picture of George Williams' 69 Camaro. So there was a message sent to me that that car would definitely be looking for another Camaro. I said, uh-oh.
And that's just the back half car with a 632 in it?
Yeah, I got a picture. We're going to go on Street Freaks next week, Rick, Joe and I. He's going to send pictures of the cars, and we're going to put them on our website and a couple different websites what the cars are.
Okay.
Hey, Marcy, what you about to say about last week? Long Island Joe say what to you?
Man, he come on the phone. He said, hey, how everybody doing? Monster getting his ass whipped. I said, damn, Joe, you didn't even give me a chance to even say hi. I mean, damn.
All your money eat the food, too.
Damn, yeah, we going to wear his neck. He talked big trash to me, man.
You know
the good thing about it, Pappy? Those are the old days for you and I. You know, when everybody went out there, had a good time, and didn't take things personal, you know, and that's something that I see and that we definitely got to work on is to take a loss as a loss and just know that you're back able to do it again and just figure out how to beat the next man, you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're telling the truth right there.
Hey,
you know what? Hold up, Marcy. You know what? I kind of witnessed some of that Sunday when I was at the track. I was leaving, and no, that was Saturday. I'm sorry. This was Saturday evening. So one guy was talking smack. Looked like some younger guys, and the other guy, I guess he couldn't stand the heat. He was talking back, but he was getting real heated, and I guess the other dude was getting under his skin pretty good. But you know, the other guy, the one guy who was talking to Smack, he had a smile on his face while he was talking. The other guy's face was all balled up, and he was getting mad. So got all up in the guy's face, and it came to the point where the guys who were standing around that was friends with him had to end up separating them because the one guy was really getting pissed off and wanted to fight. And by this time, you know, a trap personnel saw what was going on and had to walk over there. It's just shit talking, people. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. The race talk is what it is.
Yeah, but at some point you have to learn how to cut your personal feelings out of it and just remember it's because somebody's trying to race you. They're trying to get under your skin to make you fuck up, to make you red light. But make you not hit the tree good. You know what I'm saying? People got to remember that.
Exactly. Yeah,
so
don't
get so personal.
And don't bet what you can't afford to lose. If you can't afford to lose $1, don't bet $1 because it causes tension. You know what I'm saying? You have a race talk, man. Race talk. This is how it is. That's one reason I want to get on a race talk show. I want to be a part of a race talk show where I can talk, and I want to get under somebody's skin. This is part of my scheme. I don't want to fight nobody over no damn race. I ain't going to do that. I got too many kids, and I'm not going to lose anything over no damn race car. You hear me? I'll disappear from the race scene before I get into some ignorant-ass shit. I'm a middle-aged man. They say the average man is to be about 75. I'm a middle-aged man now. I ain't getting into no dumb-ass shit over no race now. Y'all, we can cut that. Y'all want me to fight somebody fool my old lady, these chaps I got, then I go to something different. But I ain't getting nothing about no damn race. That's bullshit.
And I agree with you, and I tell everybody this, and I got in trouble for saying this, and I'll say it again. If you feel like you can't control yourself, don't go where we going.
Exactly.
Hey, we'll tell you not to come up there, you know? Because it's about the people, man. I mean, Pappy, you and I can remember one night me and you stood out on 295 when Fletcher beat the white guys from over Virginia. And
yeah,
those guys had them. You remember? They were the fastest car out there. And Fletcher, this is no lie, Rick, me and Pappy were standing next to each other. It was about 5:15 in the morning. Fletcher left on him, drove over in his lane, and the guy come out the car cussing and going crazy. You know what Lester told him? This is drag racing. The last time I checked, I ain't got no lane markers in my lane. I ain't at Capital Raceway. Pay me. Man,
right.
And that fool, boy, he went off, didn't he, Patrick?
Man, that's how to go to the shit plant to get away from the ruckus.
It was some heat out there, boy.
Life was good, man.
Oh, man, we had it good, didn't we? Huh?
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you. Rick, Mike been calling? Anybody else calling?
No, don't look like it.
I mean, goddamn, all these race car drivers around here, man, I don't understand. See, this is what I don't understand. They want to be race car drivers. They need to go somewhere where some witnesses at, put some shit on your show where they can make a stand for themselves and race. You know what I'm saying? All these kids in the gym did this thing wrong.
Some of it is, how I want to say it, as we say in the barbershop, for mothers who, you know, keep trying to pamper their boys when they bring them in the barbershop, you got to take them off the titty. You know what I'm saying? So if I don't send out a mass text message to let everybody know that the show on, you know, everybody don't remember to call in. Mm.
Right.
So now I got a new phone. I can't do that because the phone that I have only sends 10 messages versus my old phone that did 40. So I don't have time to sit there and keep sending 10 messages at a time to over 100 people.
Right.
So, I said the last 2 weeks we on each and every Thursday now, you know, for the rest of the year.
Right.
And, you know, some of this got to be your own your own doing. You just got to remember. But I guess it'll come. You know, we 3 weeks in, so I ain't gonna bash nobody or be too harsh. But it'll come.
Hey, Mom, you know what I'm telling you, Mom? What?
Hey, I did get an interesting call from Roger though over at the GRF. They working on a car to come down and run the Maryland Assassin car. I said, I told him, man, you're going to put our quarters together on that one. Do you hear me?
The GRF is coming with a car to run the Maryland Assassin.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Roger didn't tell me that about that one, but okay.
Man, he talked big junk to me about that the other week.
Let me say this before I forget. I mentioned this last night on their conference call. For anybody who would like to join in, Sunday at 8 p.m. on the Detroit or Chicago show, the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area needs people to call in to harass these motherfuckers in the Midwest. Call over here and talk to others on the phone about they gonna come and do this on May the 26th or May the 4th or whatever damn date was. We need people to call into their show and talk the same shit back to them because they kind of ambushed the GRF phone call, and I don't think they was aware that they was gonna call in. And they said the Maryland guys couldn't get a Maryland Virginia guys couldn't get a word in edgewise. We all the hoopla that they was talking on the phone. So Sunday 8 p.m. the number is 347.
Hold on, Rick. Let me get
this.
Put it on your phone, because they did. That's what they did. They called in and talked a lot of shit.
What did you say to me, Ronnie Bell?
I said they called in and talked a lot of shit that night.
So we
want to bust their ass Sunday night. What is it?
347. 215.
Ronnie Bell.
All right, still.
9989.
Start all over, Rick.
347.
347.
215.
215.
Damn, Bernie Bell, you sound like my father. 215-9989.
9989. Get it.
Yeah.
That's 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock Sunday. Yeah.
Right. I want to let all the people in the nation's capital know that's that Maryland, D.C., Virginia. When them out of towners come here, I'm not talking no shit to my homeboys. I'm not racing none of my homeboys. So don't talk that race talk shit to me when them out of towners come. I'm straight representing for my city.
That's right.
I want to hear none of that race talk on any given big race day. I want to hear none of them guys I know that's around here talking shit to me. So let them know. I hope everybody on the sound of my voice can hear me. I'm not race talking to y'all when them niggas come from when them guys come out of town. I don't want to race talk nobody from the D.C. area. I'm just
right.
Either somebody up top or down the bottom or out Midwest. I'm just doing that. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, that's the way it should be, and I'm glad that you said that. That way, you know, we can put that out there and try to furthermore concentrate on that because we got all the time to beat up on each other.
Exactly.
On these events where people come from out of town, they got to be focused on them, which is good.
Especially the New Yorkers.
Especially
a good time for us to, you know, fan together. You know, we ain't got to get all intricate, no detail for detail what somebody got going on with their car, but just put it together and maybe help or support somebody else that's trying to run somebody from out of town. Just so them out of town can go back home if they tear between their legs. That's a big problem here in the area.
At least know they've been in a good fight, Rick. You know what I'm saying? Even though I get my ass, whoever I race, they will know they've been in a mean-ass fight. They'll say, that boy was hit down. He ain't playing.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Robbie Band? So that means
that
we get through to these Detroit boys and New York and all that. Then we come back on your ass, all
right? That's right. That's what I'm talking about, you know. Damn, we're going to pull together. Damn, when they leave, we can whoop each other's ass, no matter.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Robbie Band, and then after we do it, we're going to eat.
Okay, you got the number, but there ain't no you know, you got the plus one on your end.
You got your phone?
No, you shouldn't have to dial one.
Okay.
Large phone, you on a cell phone, but if you're on a regular phone, you got dial one, right? I said if you're on a regular phone, you got dial one. As long as you're on a cell phone, you ain't got to dial one. But if you're on a regular phone, you got a house phone, you got dial one.
I'm talking about at the end. See, in order to get on Ricky's show, you gotta press the one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you mean to talk. Yeah, you
gotta
press one to talk. Yeah, you do.
So the one, you gotta press one to talk.
Yeah, but I'm gonna make it well known for them to not discriminate and not decide to, you know, not want to answer no 202, 301, and 240.
Hold on,
and
I got Joe on the line. Hold on.
Hey, Monster.
Yeah, I got my phone, the other phone. I'm trying to get on there, but I could get on.
Don't worry about it.
So you said you had paid your phone bill.
Phone 294-9294, 631 number.
Hello, Joe.
I got the phone right now. I got the speakerphone. I'm listening to it.
Well, okay. What's going on, Long Island, Joe? How you doing? Happy birthday.
Hello, Rick. Ricky.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick.
Hello,
yeah.
Joe on the phone.
Yeah, we got him. I'm talking to him. I said hello and happy birthday to him.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You might as well take this birthday good, because this going to be the ass whipping you feel once you cross that line on Maryland.
I hear y'all. I'm going to let y'all talk. I heard y'all say y'all going to pull together. Well, I'm going to let y'all know the North going to pull y'all ass apart.
Y'all can't even come in the show together. How the hell y'all gonna pull somebody apart? You get big old on the show all by himself, and he holding on, but you know what I'm saying? He ain't got enough backup.
Listen, running back is going to the south, and what's his name? The west? He's going to go to the north. You watch. Both of them going to be running away. They're going to run like crazy. But we're going to reach the house, I promise you. You'll be surprised what pulling that gate. Yeah, I'm going to tell you that right now. I told my wife, she was taking me out to the dinner and everything, doing some shopping. I was thinking about buying some knee pads for Monster, because I know he got to be bound down a lot, you know. So you know that's going to happen. I can see it already. You ready, Monster?
I went out today and got 3 black towels, Joe, and they got custom T logos on them. You know why? I'm gonna put 2 on the monitors of the Capitol, and the other one I'm gonna throw over top of your head so no people won't see you when you leave out there with tears in your damn eyes. You hear me?
Hey, Long Island Joe. Hey, Long Island Joe. Going on one thing. How do a man get 2 birthdays in 1 year?
Huh?
How do a man get 2 birthdays in 1 year? Your birthday is at the end of the year. Yeah, last year. How you get another birthday so soon?
Show me a beat him out to the long world. You go to hole 1320. So Monster ain't got no excuses about nothing.
Shit, Joe.
I don't know anything about this Manny Cruz, and I haven't seen Luis race in a while. But the last that I knew of, Luis wasn't no slouch, so I guess it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, no, he had the fastest title, and we're going to show him something. We're going to show him something. He's going to be surprised.
That's the only one you might win, Joe. You might win.
Hey, I can't hear him. He's going to win.
What's going on up top, Long Island Joe?
Huh?
I said, what else going on up top?
Not much. We just try to make sure we're getting ready, but I know we're going to Fayetteville first for a little bit, playing around. But, man, you best believe what we got coming in the house. I got that little Mustang I told you. I definitely want to try it with Young Stank. I told you I got White Lightning in the house, too. There's a couple other cars that I guess you guys didn't know what I was bringing to. I mean, if you got a motor car, I'll tell you, any motor car, any small block, 29s on it, 10s, or motor, I don't care. As long as it got doors, I'm going to run you. I have this little Mustang, and I'm ready to go ahead and go and prove to everybody that we got the baddest small block in the world. Now, that's what I'm gonna say, the world. So, Monster, get ready. You just told me that you had somebody for me, so I want to see. Look, I know.
Hey, where's the president of the country located? In D.C., right?
Listen, but tell me something.
Okay.
Now, I'm just going to ask you this one thing. You know the Empire State Building, right? King Kong climbed the top of the Empire State Building, didn't he? That monster climbed the top of the Empire State Building, didn't he? And what happened to him? Did he come off the top of that one? Did he come off the top of one? I just want to know. I already know what's going to happen.
I've been hearing this shit all week. You got anything else to talk about? God damn, you're getting on my nerves, man.
I got something else.
Pictures and shit. I'm like, man, I'm so tired of him texting and sending me pictures, God damn it. I'm going to block his number.
Hey, Joe, you must got him messed up in the head, because, like I said, I seen him early Wednesday, and Monster's telling me he got the newest phone, the Sprint, to come out where he got an S4, and he got a Galaxy S2, and Monster didn't know what the hell phone he had. So you must be blowing his damn phone up. All Monster knows is a new phone.
Rick, he didn't tell you about when he was talking to me, right? I think he got so nervous he dropped his new phone down there and broke it. He didn't tell you about that one, did he?
He didn't tell me that one.
Brand new phone. He dropped it. Man, I can't believe it.
One thing I want you to remember, though.
Mm-hmm.
What's that dude? Custard, famous last words, all right? Your ass is mine.
You remember John Paul Jones, what he said? I have yet begun to fight, right? You're going to see it. You're going to be surprised. You're going to be surprised.
Hey, Joe, now the all-motor Mustang. Mm-hmm. Now, let me think. The motor Mustang, if I put a drag radio car beside him, you give us the kick?
No. You know what? Everybody been saying this about these radio cars, and these dang radio cars go just as fast as a Frisch. Everybody knows that.
You talking about a power adder car. We talking about an all-motor drag radio car.
Tell me something. All right, what I'll do is for you then, I'm going to bring y'all some slicks so y'all can put on there, then y'all can't have no excuses.
Now, Joe, hold on a minute. Just back up. Let me remind you what you just said a few minutes ago, Rick. What did he say? We got the baddest one in the world? Well, I want to see if your world can hold up to my end of the bargain.
Well, when they say world, that means head side by side. That don't mean you're nothing now.
I just
that's
want
what
the
world
bring,
means.
I just want to leave on them. Damn,
Jeff.
I mean,
I'm
on the drag radio.
Yeah, I will bring you a set of slicks. You pick the trash you want.
Damn,
put them on. That's
damn, damn it, Rick. See what I go through, Rick, every week.
Yeah, man,
week
you know, I think at least given the small block that's on motor, the break that got drag radios on versus the small block on the slick, you know, I think that's fair, man.
No. See, we come to hurt y'all. We didn't come. We ain't giving up nothing now. It ain't Christmas.
So in other words, you saying y'all looking for a guaranteed win, right?
No, if y'all don't want to say that y'all got something for us, but if you ain't got nothing for us, I understand. Let Monster bow down again. Come on, Monster, you can bow down now.
We just trying to get you to make the race right a little bit.
No.
Your man's giving a jam, but he got a drug radio call.
No, listen. Just 5 seconds. If you ain't got nothing in that, listen, I just had a car sitting there for you just to look at it. But if that's the case, we have to get another car that we got to get out there. I'll put something else out there. I might have a couple things out there. We ain't got to just have that one race.
See, that race, man, was telling me the other day. He said he had 36 cars. Now he calls me and texts me, come out as 42, giving me a list of cars. So I'm like, Joe, make your mind up. Now, you told me you had the baddest small block out there. I'm asking you, drag radio car, with exhaust, full exhaust on it, can I leave?
No.
You
got to open the oven and put the slicks on. Let's go hands up. That's everybody want to see hands up racing.
He don't run on the slick though, Joe.
Huh?
He doesn't
said,
run on
we got
the
slick. We got a new set for him, don't worry. We got a new set of slicks for him. We're going to let him bomb.
I'll see if he can put the slick on it, then we'll run your heads up. I'm just trying to get a little something. I just want to make sure that you don't think you got one up on me, all right? You know you're getting older, so I definitely got to make sure that you got your Centrum and your Geritol because your ass is mine when you cross over.
Well, you know what they say, when you get older, you get wiser.
You remember that one? Hey, well, look, I'll say this. For you to say y'all got the baddest small block in the world, God don't tell you that same kind of attitude that Jimbo Curry saying that you got the bad.
We're not Jimbo's head off. We're not Jimbo's head off again. You hear what I just said? We knocked Jimbo's head off the first time. You can get Jimbo to come back out there, small block to small block. We knock his head off again.
What kind of car is it, Joe?
A Mustang.
I know you're not going to tell me, but how much does it weigh? Is it a big tire car?
No, 10-inch tire.
Is it stock? I mean, like a 28-inch tire?
29-inch tall tire. Small block.
How much do it weigh, if you don't mind me asking? That's too much for your birthday.
That's a little bit too much information. I really don't know how much it really weighs, but for real,
he's lying. I'm gonna get him a shirt, right? It's gonna be messing words on it. Joe missing a little something, something. He's going to be missing letters that he got to wear. You hear me? He said, I love D.C. That's what he said. I love D.C.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I love D.C. I ain't going to lie to you. If everything work out really good, I'm going to bring a lot of dead friends in this home. I'm going to love it.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Joe, what would you do for a man at 3,500 pounds with a small block and we stay on motor?
A motor car?
If it's a small block on horsepower, 3,500 pounds, what can you do for him?
Small block, and I'm bigger tire?
It's on a 29-inch tire, too.
Give him any choice, Joe.
Huh?
Give him any choice. Who's that? Hey, why do the boys want to use that word, man? Are you for real?
Tell me something. I just want to know, what kind of motor is it? Is it a straight head or is it ain't a straight head?
It's a small block.
It's a
heavyweight small block, yeah.
Oh, so it's more of a heavyweight. It's a killer motor, then.
Hey, it's an iron-headed small block. It's iron heads.
How about I come in there with a straight-head small block? Look at this now. And all steel, Mustang, everything in it. And I'm telling you right now, when you look at the car, with a 28-inch soft side by 10. Now, I would ask you, what would you do for me, but I know you ain't going to do the right thing. So how would you want to do it?
Because of what Martha say, I'm scared of you New Yorkers, man. Y'all jacks uptown, boy. I'm trying to tell you. I don't know what's going on uptown, baby.
Man, them goddamn Yankees never did play fair, man. Them Yankees got all types of shit with them.
They do, boy. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. So I don't know. So I want to give a show. So I just asked that. I hit a small block. I don't know what y'all weigh. I'm just concerned about weight. I'm not concerned about power. I'm concerned about weight. Weight makes a difference to me. So do something for me. Is a small tire car. I'm talking about stock suspension like you never seen. Like real stock suspension. Not like what y'all talking about. And if y'all match the weight, I love to run. I just want to see what my car going to do anyway.
You know what? You might get that run with my little son. I ain't got kids, you not. If this car is done, you want to get that race first.
My little guy,
he ain't raced yet. This will be his first race. That'll be a good race for him. You can be the first answer he gonna give.
Another Long Island Joe. This ain't good, y'all.
I'm telling you right now, we had this car ready. You're going to be the first one. I'm going to say, go ahead and run it.
Don't send no kids down here now.
I'm sending my son down here. He's going to come right there with me. When you look back there, you see it says, Mazda by Long Island Joe. That's his dad. Okay? You know what it is. Son, go get him. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, Patrick, can you imagine having another one of them out there? I just looked at him on YouTube. That damn car flying, man.
Is he flying?
Hey, Echo.
Yeah, you got it.
Damn.
All right, boy.
I don't know how to do. I'm sorry. I don't want no trouble.
Get that damn ticket, man.
I don't want no trouble. I'm sorry, man. I don't want no trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, but you can get something though. If you make it right, I'm 3,500 pounds, so I try that. I can horsepower.
All right. Hey, Joe.
All right. You coming with a steel head, right?
Hold on, that's not him. Yeah, listen, you lost a car on Pink's before?
No, my car ain't never been nowhere.
Okay, now this is somebody else then. Okay, yeah. Yeah, we got a steelhead. We got a steelhead. It's a steelhead small block.
He got a Mustang with a white Mustang?
You got, your Mustang got Willie balls on it?
Oh, no. That's my man now. I'm telling you, the world's bad. I said we got the bad small block. We're willing to try somebody.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm looking at a Mustang, and they say white lightning on it. They got a Willie balls and all that kind of stuff. I'm trying to figure out who you are.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's white lightning. That's white lightning, though. Now, he coming down there.
Okay.
He representing the law.
Okay, and we'll see. Let's say you ain't gonna be disappointed when you come down here. If nobody get out there, nobody not coming to my city without getting to a scrap. You hear me?
Well, okay. No, you know, like they say, you know, I agree 100%. You know, you gotta bring ass to get ass. So we
just
stop. We got a bus. So I don't know if we can take all that ass back with us. So we might have to bring them back.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I heard an old man say, "In the ass you save may be your very own."
Hey, Jim.
You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, I heard
another old man say, "If you don't use your head, you may as well have two asses." So you just be careful when you come down here, Long Island Joe. It ain't gonna be nothing to play with. You don't come out.
I respect y'all. Don't get me wrong. Scoop, this is Scoop kind of first time being out there, you know, but he coming in there. 69 Camaro on 10-inch tires. Yes, sir.
We done heard that baby stuff, and it's the first time out and all that. We done heard all that.
No. This is Scoot definitely, you know, he just started out last year, just after the end of the year. There ain't no doubt about it, you know. It's a nice car, beautiful car, fresh car. Really nice, you know, but nothing
this,
crazy.
Is this the car that you sent Marshall the picture of?
Yeah.
632 cubic inch motor.
Yeah.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, 632.
Uh-huh.
632. That's not even, I'm telling you right now, that ain't nothing big, and then you'll see. Ain't like the killer when we're going to come down there with the other one, because I'm going to tell you, if it's ready, you might see that be sneaking in there too. Let me say this, man. We like 10 minutes over 10 o'clock.
And the show could just cut off at any time. But I just got a text message from Nephew Pete asking, can he beat him, get some of the back half action that's going on? So you saying y'all coming with two cars? You can address Pete because he's listening right now.
Yeah, Kenny's in it.
Okay. As long as they ain't no two cars, we good. As long as they got the back half like everybody else, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we all, every last one of the cars coming in, they're going to be back here. And if the other kid gets ready in time, he'll have his car. He's trying. He's pushing. I just don't want to say nothing yet.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something about Long Island Joe. When he says nothing yet, you might as well be prepared to see him come through the gate. Text Kenny back and tell him, yes, he's in. Goddamn Joe putting one on me. I don't bear hunt with a switch. God,
well, to me, this seems like this is a can they get a grudge match question to me? You know what I'm saying?
They can get that too.
Not no shootout deal.
Well, I don't think Judge is going to run with the 632 then. That's going to be the only thing because he's going to have to get his other stuff ready. I'm going to tell you that right now. But like I said,
I think she brought Stephanie,
you got two weeks. I'll be able to tell you, because we got something that can be able to run Kenny Beach. 2 weeks, and I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to say who it is, but they already told me they won't get hold of him. And you might know who it is. And I ain't going to say nothing yet. I'm going to hold the success on you. I'm going to wait. So you might be able to get that run. That might be something that you're going to see. They go 8 miles. They only go 8 miles. They don't go quarter though. So you will probably see that race. I wouldn't doubt that one at all. So we just gotta wait for 2 weeks. That's all we need. After that,
right?
It's on.
Hey, Martha, why we on the phone since you got the picture? Can you send me the picture of this car you talking about?
Sure, I'll send it to you.
Let me just
be honest with y'all right now, okay? I'm gonna be up front. Pretty clean ass car scared me, okay? So if you got some old fancy decked out ass tennis tire car, I'm gonna ask for something. I'm letting you know off the break.
Nah, that's a shame because you know what I just always say? I'm scared of the raggedy car. Pretty
yeah,
car don't scare me. The one that caused me, that's the one you got me worried about because they put all the money into the motor.
I was reading a post today on Grudge Racer from something about the Tony Bynes' name. He brought a new Malibu to the track this weekend, and he called it Gangsta Boo 2. And somebody asked, was that Raggedy Ann old car? And they said, no, Raggedy Ann is just what it is. I think my car should be called Raggedy Ann because it is. It don't have no paint on it. It's an ugly green color. The tin work coming apart. You know what I'm saying? I can't keep no pistons in the motor. You know what I'm saying? Now, you kind of trying to come at me with this clean, mean, lean-looking Camaro and all.
No. It is a pretty...
I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to ask you for something. Even my Camaro, the paint don't
matter. The man, the front tires and the back tires. How fast could it be?
We can't even afford armor. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
No, can you ask
me the one car not painted. The other car, only thing painted on the car is the two doors and the roof and the trunk. Matter of fact, that won't even be painted this year.
So the roof they told me the only reason why you don't paint your car is because it goes so fast the paint comes off. That's what I heard.
Ain't no doubt.
Taking time to his
head. No doubt, man.
I'll let you go. We'll catch up with you next week, man. Thank you for the time.
Well, I was trying to wait for him to get Big Sexy on the phone, but that might have been a slick way for him to hang up.
What you say?
Oh, now you got 8 songs in a row. How many songs do I got?
I mean, I don't know how many damn cylinders they got. I don't know what it is.
So
you know, I might have one of GTI motors or something over there. I don't know.
No, no, I'm going to pop over in the hood. You better get rid of the motor and bench press it. That's how small the motor is.
I told you, you guys were rocking. Y'all just didn't want to listen to me.
Well, look, listen to what I said, and I said this a little while ago. I don't have anything together. So I'm not taking no races on anything.
Okay. I respect that.
Yeah.
But
and then,
don't
I'm finna grab you.
Listen, I'm going to let you know. Don't let Monster get your butt into something that you can't get out. Because even knowing the talk about
hey, I don't need Monster for that. I can do that on my own.
Okay. You know, and look, running there, you see what happened to running there, right? He made that commercial later. That Charmin commercial with the van in the woods. He got shit in his hell and left.
I
gotta go now, Rick. It's time to go. It's so much shit on him there. I don't know what to do.
It's been time to go. But, you know,
we got
30 minutes past the show. I'm ready to go in the house. I appreciate everybody who has called in and the call the participation. I appreciate Capital for getting on and trying to get to the bottom of the issue that was going on this past weekend at the track. I thank Lady A for taking her, Ms. Foxbody for taking her time out this evening to run the board. Don't be mad. It happens sometimes. I'd like to thank Jay Barnes and Grudge Inc. for giving us this wonderful opportunity to have this talk show up here in the north and for us to have some excitement and bring people together from other areas and, you know, collaborate on some racing and try and do some wonderful things. I got to do a better job of rolling the wheel for the sponsors, CRG and VP Fuse and stuff like that. So with that being said, we're going to go to this first annual Metro Areas Awards Banquet Saturday over at the VFW in Morningside and party and have a good time over there and see what kind of awards and things are passed out and go to the racetrack this weekend and hopefully get some more girls racing there. That's if the racetrack opens because it's supposed to be like 40 to 60% chance of rain this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So hopefully the track will be open. Might not be too much racing to think about it because it's supposed to be kind of cold. But if not, you know, it's cool. We'll be back next Thursday on the air, chopping it up again. And with that being said, I appreciate it, the support. And we out. Everybody have a good weekend. Be safe. See y'all at the banquet.
You are now logged in to grudging.ua, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.